the Earth Guard. The planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty.
This week, Dr. Fast and Captain Fantasy in Fantastic But True.
Am I late?
Never. Have a seat. Things are just about to get interesting.
Were they? What's going on?
You were just about to show up.
Oh, funny.
No joke. You were.
And I did.
And now it's interesting. So, you were just in time.
Just in time to get here when I did? What else could I have been?
Late, like you said.
That's not possible.
Which is why I answered never.
This is the most pointless argument I've ever had.
Not yet. So, how's the aging thing going?
No luck recently. Things keep interrupting at critical junctions. Stopping Disastrous the other day set me back weeks.
Too bad about that. Mr. Fahrenheit keeps having nightmares about it.
He's afraid of tidal waves?
Not sure. Something about that and trundle beds. I saw it last time I was in the World of Dreams.
Of course, I see.
Ah, yes. You don't believe in the World of Dreams. I forgot.
I'm sorry, it's nothing against you. I'm a man of science.
The World of Dreams is real, though. Just as real as this world. There I'm all powerful. Practically a god. Here I'm just a person. If the World of Dreams isn't real, where do I get my information? How do I know about the anti-grav belt that's been plaguing you? How do I do my magic? How do I ensnare Suspiria in the Veil of Twilight?
I have my theories, but I'd rather keep them to myself until I've published.
No, please, tell me. This I've got a hair.
Fine. I've always suspected that you actually have powerful telepathic and telekinetic abilities. I believe that this entire dream world scenario is something you've made up entirely inside your head.
So?
What do you mean, so? So it's not real?
Why would something in my head be any less real than what isn't?
That seems like a preposterous question. Something in your head by nature cannot be real. It's in your head. You're making it up.
Or it could be something real that exists only in my mind. I didn't make up the World of Dreams. I found it.
You can't find it if it isn't a place. This isn't like the world of the Fae that Peas Blossom comes from, or Atlantis where Ocean Man lives. Those are real places. Places other people can go to. As far as I can tell, you're the only one who can go to the World of Dreams.
That's not it at all. I'm just the only one who realizes that we're already there. You say I've made up the World of Dreams, that I'm deluding myself, but you can't prove that I'm not right. Perhaps we're all connected through the World of Dreams, and all this world is us trying to make sense of the dream world.
Oh, come on now, that's a pointless argument.
No, it isn't.
It is. Of course I can't prove you wrong, but accepting that reality is reality is one of the fundamental assumptions of the universe. I think, therefore I am. I am here, therefore here is. Besides, I don't need to prove your theory wrong. There is nothing to suggest that it is true, so I needn't bother to disprove it, just as I don't bother to prove that magical cheese fairies don't hold the nucleus of atoms together.
You'd have to check with Peas Blossom about that, but I've already told you. There is evidence that supports what I am telling you. I can see the World of Dreams. I can touch it. I can taste it. I do so every time I face a criminal. When I held the Rain of Fire back from destroying Washington, D.C., I reached into the dream world and warped the fabric of its reality, holding the fire in the sky. If there was no dream world, how could I...
Wait, what are you talking about? Was 5 years ago? The Creationist? Voodoo Lady held back the Rain of Fire.
Sure, sometimes. Depends on when you look at it. It doesn't matter. The point is, everything I do it through the World of Dreams. When I... Here. When I lift that soda, look, see? I'm manipulating the world of dreams, which disrupts this reality, resulting in this flying bottle. The evidence is right in front of you.
Except that it isn't. There's a simpler explanation besides the one that is only provable by taking your word. We know there is such a thing as telepathy. We know there is such a thing as telekinesis. We can prove it in a lab, with reproducible results. It's far more reasonable to believe that you can lift that soda using telekinesis.
And just write me off the kook.
Come on now, I didn't want
to... Alright, fine. How about this? Maybe we're looking at the same thing from two different sides. Maybe I see it as the world of dreams, and you see it as telekinesis, but maybe it's the same thing. Perhaps if I have telekinesis, but I don't know about the world of dreams, I see it as just moving something in this world, when I'm really distorting the world of dreams. Just as we do complicated physics calculations when we throw or catch a ball.
That is pointless. Do you want me to admit that the possibility exists that that could be true? Fine, it is possible, if only at odds of 2 times 10 to the 59th power to 1. But neither of us can prove if it is either true or not, so it's pointless. You can't prove there is a world of dreams, I can't prove there isn't. But regardless, only one of us is right.
What do you mean?
Regardless of whether we can prove it or not, either there is a world of dreams or there isn't. I personally believe that there isn't.
But if you can't prove it's not real, it won't cease to exist for me, and therefore it will exist.
What? No. No, not at all. That's nonsense.
Nonsense or no, I can see it. I can feel it. You can see things your way. I'll see them mine. We're just going to have to settle for having our own personal beliefs on the matter.
You can believe what you want to, but it won't change the truth. There is only one truth.
One truth? Okay, now that isn't true. You could talk to two people who saw the exact same event, and both of them will tell you that—
One of them is wrong, then. I'm not talking about perception. I'm talking about an objective truth completely independent of perception.
God's truth?
What? No! What has God got to do with anything?
Well, if there's an ultimate truth, someone has to be the arbiter of it.
There doesn't need to be an arbiter. The truth needs no judgment. The truth merely is, regardless of perception, judgment, hypothesis—
Or proof.
Yes, but that doesn't mean there's a world of dreams.
But if there is one, then there is one.
If you want to say it's something so completely obvious and reflexive, then yes. Yes, regardless of anything I've said. If there is a world of dreams, then there is a world of dreams.
Thank you. See? That was the most pointless argument you've ever had.
Why is it always me? Don't you realize that I experience this nonsense exponentially longer than anyone else would?
So you don't believe in God, then?
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing. It just hurts his feelings.
But... God power! God power left!
We read you, Rob Band. How are you?
What? The mother's got four giant squid attacking New York Harbor. One of them is... Oh, crap. They just destroyed broadband model number 27. Oh, prep 28.
I'll be right there.
I've never seen a giant squid in this world before. Are they purple here, too?
What? They just send out the signal, for Christ's sake.
All right. Good afternoon, Earthguard. We have an emergency.
Guard Duty by Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Murkowski as the narrator, Daniel Schwartz as Dr. Fast,
Nicholas Roach as Captain Fantasy,
Derek McNish as Broadband, with theme song by Michael D. Murkowski.